This is Dr. Lee Decading follow-up progressional patient in black, BLSC carriaginal, REGINARD, date of birth, 7/2/1949, place, future care Charlesville. Patient seen today as a follow-up and sub to rehab. Patient doing well, his right knee is getting better. He has a few days ago ankle pain, x-ray was done, was unremarkable. And today his ankle is also feeling better. Patient has no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion. He's sitting on the chair, looks comfortable. On examination, he's awake, alert, oriented M3. He does have expressive aphasia from the previous traumatic brain injury. Blood pressure is 107 over 70, pulse 90, temperature 98, respiration 18, pulse 96%. Next line, neck supple longevity, neck line chest, non-tender, lungs clear, heart SMS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel positive, extremities, no edema, right knee, some tenderness and deep palpation, but there's no redness, significantly improving, and the scar has well healed. Neuro, he's awake, alert, oriented, M3, and cooperative. Labs reviewed by me, assessment, patient is admitted. He has ambulatory dysfunction, recent right knee septic arthritis, completed antibiotic course. Next line, recent pneumonia, aspiration, treated, clinically improved, tolerating PO diet. Next line, liver mass, suspected liver carcinoma, has been evaluated by hematology and oncology, and they will follow him outpatient. Next line, history of traumatic brain injury with right side weakness, dysarthria, secondary traumatic brain injury. His recent lab, WBC 4.7, hemoglobin 14.8, hematocrit 45.9, platelet count is 136. Sodium 139, pressure 4.0, cholesterol 106, U22, glucose 100, alkaline phosphatase 322, AST 163, ALT 154. Patient has a known elevated liver enzyme, transaminitis, and outpatient follow-up has been arranged with hematology and oncology for suspected liver cancer. And he will need outpatient liver biopsy. Next patient is a Chapman Sheila, patient seen today. She's transferred to this floor from the other floor because patient was not able to get along with the roommate, but she has been complaining of back pain. She has no fall, no trauma. She has a known history of CVA with a left side weakness. She denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, and no cough, no congestion. On examination, patient is awake, alert, in M3, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 70, temperature 8.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 96%. Next, upper longevity, chest non-tender, lungs clear, heart, SMS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel movement positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, patient is awake, alert, oriented to M3. She has a left side weakness from the previous stroke and she used wheelchair to ambulate. Assessment number one, CVA with the left side weakness. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, diastolic CHF. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next line, history of CAD. Next line, Plan of care will continue all her medication and for the low back pain will continue Tylenol 650 Q 6 hour PRN. Discuss with nursing staff. Next patient. Cornet, CORNETT, JMJ, MES, date of birth 3/29/1956, place Uchakir, Charles Village, date of service 9/12/2023, patient seen today, no shortness breath, no cough, no congestion, poor historian, no nausea, no vomiting, and he does have ambulatory dysfunction, overall generalized weakness. On examination, he's awake, he's alert, forgetful and disoriented. His blood pressure is 120/70, pulse 80, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 96%. Next, upper nobility, chest non tender, lungs, no breathing, heart, chest muscle, abdomen, soft, non tender, bowel from past extremities, no edema, no confidence, neuro, he's awake, alert, memory impairment, forgetful, has ambulatory dysfunction with generalized weakness. Assessment, patient admitted, patient with ambulatory dysfunction, next line. A recent episode of hypokalemia, next line. Chronic hyponatremia, suspected SIADH, history of Barrett's esophagus, maintained on PPI, hypertension, hypothyroidism, history of hyperlipidemia, and GERD. Plan of care will continue PTOT, continuous monitoring closely. I have reviewed his labs and the medication. WBC count is 5.1, hemoglobin is 10, hematocrit 32.7, sodium 139, potassium 4.4, chloride 102, CO2 29, glucose 61. Next patient is Kibble, K-I-B-B-L-E, Kibble, NACEA, N-A-C-E-A, date of birth 9/3/1947. Patient seen today as a follow-up in nursing facility. Patient has been doing well. She has refused to follow cardiology, and she has a periodic delirium, but currently is under control, being followed by psychiatry while at the rehab. She denies any headache, dizziness, wheezing, or chest pain, or cough, or congestion. Examination, she's awake, alert. Forgetful, disoriented, blood pressure 122 over 80, pulse 80, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 94%. Next, supplementary chest, non tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart, chest, abdomen is soft, non tender, bowels from past to extremities, no edema, left leg ulcer and wound has significantly healed and recovered. Neuro, she's awake, alert, and disoriented, forgetful. Assessment number one, coronary artery disease, number two, COPD, number three, ambulatory dysfunction. Number four, generalized weakness. Number five, left leg ulcer with cellulitis as a result. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. The care plan discuss the patient and the nursing staff. Next patient is. Lee, L E Sheena, S H E N A, date of birth 6/15/1970, place which is at Charles Village. Patient seen today as follow up with the nursing rehab today. For follow up, she is doing well. She's getting therapy along with the nursing care. Patient himself has expressive aphasia, dysarthria. She's not answering any question properly, but she's nodding, looks lying on the bed in good mood. Rear system, no headache, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest, and GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no edema, no swelling. Physical exam, patient is awake. Lying on the bed, expressive aphasia, blood pressure 170/80, pulse 60, temperature 97.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 22, pulse 60, pulse 95%. Next, supplement JVD, chest, non tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, chest, no screw, abdomen, soft, non tender, bowels, no past extremities. Right, BKA. Neuro, she's awake, lying on the bed, disoriented, forgetful, and confused. Assessment, patient has C CVA, next line, DVT left leg, next line pulmonary embolism, next line dysarthria, secondary to CVA, dysphagia, status post back placement, ambulatory dysfunction, ischia, PVD, status post right, BKA, plan of care. I have reviewed all the medication in the lab. I will continue all her current medication. She was recently treated for her tooth infection with mandibular abscess, has been IND done, had significantly recovery, and the patient doing fairly well at this point. Care plan discussed with nursing staff. Next patient is McLeal, MCNEL, Luvenia, LUVENIA, date of birth 10-18-1946. Place with Charlesville. Patient seen today, follow up at sub acute rehab. Patient has been doing well. She has no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. An examination, patient sitting on the chair, awake, but forgetful and disoriented. Blood pressure is 122 over 60, pulse 88, temperature 87.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%. Next and next up, longevity, chest and tender, lungs, few round care the bases, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, non-turn, valves on positive extremities, left BKA stump, healed, right leg no edema, neuro, she's awake, alert, forgetful and disoriented. Labs, WBC 4.6, hemoglobin 9.6, medical 31, platelet 118, BUN 71, creatinine 2.45, glucose 67, potassium 4.6. Assessment, patient has been admitted. With the deconditioning and generalized weakness and ambulatory dysfunction, with the COPD, recent exacerbation and pseudomonas pneumonia. Next line, heart failure with the preserved ejection fraction. Next line, ESRD, status post renal transplant, being followed by nephrology. Currently, BUN creatinine is stable and the baseline. Hyperlipidemia, hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease, obstructive sleep apnea, anemia, and thrombocytopenia. Patient has a memory impairment, forgetful, and dementia. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. Patient is adjusting with physical therapy. Next line, code, capital C, capital O, capital D, capital E, code, status. Discussed with the patient, daughter, and myself and the social worker. Patient previously has decided herself that she wants to be full code currently because of dementia. Patient daughter also said they want the patient to be full code. Transfer to hospital if needed for antibiotics. Transfer to the any level of care needed within the hospital setting. Give blood transfusion if needed. Dialysis if needed. Feeding tube if needed. All the blood tests if needed need to be done. Blood transfusion if needed. I have signed the new MOST form and placed in the chart. Discuss with the nursing staff also. Next patient is a Newton, NEWT, and Reginald, REGA, NARD, data bus 227-62, place which is at Charlesville. Patient seen to be at Charlesville, investing rehab for follow-up. Patient was admitted because of cervical spine stenosis, ambulatory dysfunction, right side weakness. Patient has done very well with the physical therapy with significant improvement. He also has a right wrist drop that significantly recovered at this point. Right leg weakness is improving. Today, no headache, no dizziness, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. No nausea and vomiting. On examination, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented to M3. The blood pressure 138 over 60, pulse 80, temperature 97.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 94%. Next up, longevity, chest and tender lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, SMS, urban, sar, non turn, from fast, extremities, no edema, no cough, no neuro, he's awake, alert, oriented to M3. Right side of weakness has significantly improved. Assessment of cervical disc herniation, C3, C4 with cervical canal stenosis, status post anterior cervical dissection and effusion, next and right side weakness improving, next and polic substance abuse, next and hypertension, next and ischiaphasma/COPD, right ulnar wrist drop improving. Plan of care will continue all the current medications. Reviewed, medicine reviewed, lab reviewed. And discussed with the patient, and all his questions were answered. Next patient. O'Donnell. O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, O'Donnell Thomas. Date of birth 9/1/1946, place which is Charlesville. Patient seen today at the Charlesville rehab for follow-up. He's doing well. Patient has earlier reported one episode of elevated blood pressure, but the repeat blood pressure is okay. He has been maintained on midodrine as recommendation from the hospital. At this point, patient is fairly asymptomatic. When I saw him, he has no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, no chest pain. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, gender, urinary, hematuria, neuronal syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented to M3. Blood pressure 159/84, pulse 60, temperature 7.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%. Neck and neck supple nativity, chest and tender, lungs clear, heart test and two, abdomen is soft, non tender, balsam positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, oriented M3, cooperative, no focal deficit. Assessment patient admitted the deconditioning and pre-syncope, was managed in the hospital for syncopal episode. He was diagnosed with orthostatic hypotension and maintained on midodrine. Patient told me he has been taking this before, even at home, and checking his blood pressure. He has a history of squamous cell tonsillar carcinoma status post. Previous G-tube used to have before that has been removed. He started MPO diet, coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes mellitus. Currently, patient doing well. I have reviewed his recent labs. WBC count 5.8, hemoglobin 10, hematocrit 32.8, platelet count 394, ASC 18, ALT 16, sodium 133, platinum 4 per month, colon 97, CO 26. Patient is doing well. I have reviewed all his medication. Will monitor his blood pressure remain high, then I'll decrease his midodrine to 5 mg TID. But we have a parameter to give midodrine anyway. I've discussed the nursing staff, discussed the patient also. Thank you. Next patient is Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Stephen's Annie. Patient was noted to have increased leg edema, bilateral lower legs, and patient was started by, seen by NP yesterday, so increased the dose of Lasix. Today when I saw the patient, I was asked the patient was complaining of knee pain. I re-evaluated the patient today. She does have a knee pain, but I don't see any redness, no swelling, but she still has a bilateral equal edema on both legs. No trauma, no fall, no shortness of breath. She's lying bed, lying the bed of very state, and no respiratory distress at this point. An examination, patient is awake, alert, forgetful, blood pressure 134/78, pulse 80, temperature 7.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse up 90%. Next supple nativity, chest and tender lungs, decreased breast from the basis, heart assessment, two abdomen sound, non tender, and past extremity, bilateral pitting edema, 2 to 3 plus pitting, but there's no cough tenderness. Neuro, she's awake, alert, forgetful, and disoriented. Assessment bilateral leg edema, suggestive of fluid overload. Lab has been ordered, but lab today is still pending, and we'll monitor and when the lab comes. Plan will be diagnosis of diastolic CHF, bilateral leg edema, next and previous CVA, next and ambulatory dysfunction. Next line. history of asthma / COPD, next line history of atrial fibrillation, next line hypothyroidism, dementia, and ambulatory dysfunction with the fall at home. Plan of care will continue all her current medication. I have discussed the nursing staff will change her Lasix to 40 mg BID. I will do chest x-ray today and follow BMP tomorrow. We'll continue Lasix 40 BID for a few days and let's see how she responds to the diuretic and we'll monitor her closely. Next patient is the SPENC Spence Dwyer, DWIGHT, date of birth 10-31-57. Patient seen at the nursing rehab, date of service 9-12-2023. Patient admitted for subacute rehab for deconditioning, generalized weakness, ambulatory dysfunction. He's still complaining of pain and aches in the knee, but no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion. Patient was hospitalized with a syncopal episode. He was diagnosed with heart failure with a reduced ejection fraction, hypertension, osteoarthritis, and CKD. After stabilization, he was sent to the rehab for continuation of care. While in the rehab, he's been adjusting. He denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, but complaining of pain and aches. On examination, he's awake, he's alert. Oriented on 3, blood pressure 128/78, pulse 70, temperature 8.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 96%, next up longevity, chest and tender lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, essence, abdomen, sound, non-turn, blood from past to extremity, trace edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, oriented on 3, assessment, patient is admitted with the deconditioning, the recent episode of syncope was hospitalized. Bilateral knee pain with osteoarthritis. History of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, history of CKD, history of gout, hyperlipidemia, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, history of sleep apnea, diabetes mellitus. Plan of care will continue all standard medications, lab reviewed, care plan discussed with the patient. Recent lab WC5.2, hemoglobin 12, micro 39.
Okay,
AST 41, ART 86, sodium 134, potassium 4.6, chloride 101, CO2 23. We'll repeat his LFT and I will get his record if you have a check for hepatitis B and C,
okay.
Otherwise I will
so
order that. Thank you.